Cummins wakes up the right way with Good Morning EP on 765 5CC.
Certainly are waking up the right way at 8:09 on Good Morning EP. It's grand final day tomorrow in the Port Lincoln Football Leagues. Biebs, are you excited?
I'm excited, mate. Grand final eve. How good is it? We've actually got some grand finals. We're very, very lucky to have football here in Port Lincoln. So, yeah, very excited, mate.
Now, apparently there's been some drama, just quickly, with people ringing up poor old Quinn, who we had a chat to earlier.
Yeah, look, I want to shoot out a rush. These people are probably not listening anyway, but yes, they are. They want to pull their heads in. People ring up Quinn and abusing him because they can't get tickets. It's not Quinn's fault. He's doing a job. We've got 2,000 tickets. That's all we've got because of the government and because of the thing. And it's not Quinn's fault. So leave him alone. Grow a brain and just, you know, it's disappointment, sure. But it's not Quinn's fault, so leave him alone.
Something that is your fault, though, is this video you've posted. Why are you on our Facebook page, Biebs?
Yeah, well, mate, because I'm doing a call with you and you've got no idea about the trading rules, mate. So we're trying to teach you what a nightmare that was.
Having said that, I did end up picking up a few of the pointers towards the end.
Yeah, you'll be fine, mate. I was nearly going to say you're a smart man, but I couldn't say that. It'll be fun, mate, and you'll have a ball calling the grand final. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And it all does start very early with the under-13s, the first cab off the rank.
Yes, mate. 8 a.m. they kick the dew off the grass, and it's between Lincoln South and Tassie. It should be a really good game. A note, too, that all teams in the finals are the teams that finish 1 and 2 at the end of the minor round. So that's what happens a lot of the time, that the teams are the top throughout the year. They show the reason why they're top, because they make the grand finals. Look, this will be a great game. I'm going to tip with my heart. Lincoln's our favourite, but I'll go for Tassie in the under-13s.
What about the under-15s?
Yeah, 9:15 kick-off there. Marble Range versus Lincoln South. Look, this will be another good game. I think the Rangers have probably been the strongest team here most of the year. So I'll tip Rangers to win. The only team they've got in for the day, I'll tip them to win the grand final there. So that'll give South and Marble Range a premiership each in the first two games.
And there you go. So South, Marble Range. Unfortunately, Boston's won't be there tomorrow. And then that allows us to get into what Waybacks and Tasmans might be able to pick up by way of premierships a little bit later on in the day. But there are other grand finals to get to, and we're getting to those next with Biebs on Good Morning EP. Right after Crowded House, now we're getting somewhere. It's just gone 12 and a half minutes past 8 on 5CC. Boys from New Zealand, now we're getting somewhere on Good Morning EP. It's just gone 16 past 8. Talking all things sport this morning with Biebs, although at the moment it's all things Port Lincoln Football League Grand Final 2020. And Biebs, tomorrow, I understand you're on this one, the under-17s.
Yes, mate, 10:45, the under-17s between Waybacks and Tasmans. This will be an absolute... In fact, I think this will be the game of the weekend. Get along and see this game. Well, if you've got a ticket, of course. At 10:45, Tasmans, mate, they are the two top sides. Brilliant game, 50-50, both great sides. But, of course, I'm tipping the Roosters. What a surprise.
Oh, now, hang on. So if Tasman get up and it's a controversial goal down your end of the field... We might be asking some questions on Monday.
No doubt, mate. I will be straight down the line, mate. When I've got my green shirt on, I'm an umpire. When I've got my red shirt on, I'm a Tasman supporter.
All right. We'll trust you on that one. And then we get into B grade.
Yeah. The reserves, 12:45. Lincoln South is the way back. Again, two top sides of the year. This Lincoln South won the second semi in a really low score in wet weather. Waybacks have got a good side. South have got a good, useful side as well for us to toss up. I'm going to go for Waybacks.
Yeah, I do apologise for my faux pas there. I was still in hockey mode. Of course, it's the men's A's and the men's B's and that sort of thing in the hockey. So I do apologise. It is the reserves at 1 o'clock. And then there's a big one at 2:40. But
12:45.
I do apologise. See, I'm just all in hockey mode. It's all about hockey at the moment. Good thing you've got your eye on the footy.
Yeah, well, someone's got to have their eye on the ball.
Yeah, well, I'm doing my best, all right? I'm juggling the hockey and the footy, and I've got interviews, and then I've got you complaining about the fact that the Crows are running last, and, well, I've got to do something here, surely.
Mate, you know, there's a big saying, and it's called toughen up, princess.
Yeah, I hear that a bit, but, yeah, if I try and toughen up any more, then, well, I might just I might actually stop something because, you know, I'm nice and soft around the middle because I'm a well-rounded figure. And on that note, we're going to be talking all things in the A-grade decider next here on Good Morning EP. You're with Keith and Beeps today. It's 18 and a half past eight.
It's Good Morning EP. Thanks to Port Lincoln Better Home Living with Keith Topolsky on 765 5CC.
Just gone 20 past eight, talking all things Port Lincoln Football League Grand Final Day 2020. We've been through the 13s, the 15s, the 17s, the reserves. And then, Beebs, there was one.
Certainly is, mate. 240, the A-grade Grand Final, League Grand Final, whatever you like to call them. Way back versus Tasman for two top sides all year. Now, are you back on footy mode? Have I got you now?
You get a point for missing. You can drop the ball forward and it's play on.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Tasman, mate, you've got it covered.
Well, I had to after your efforts during the week.
I tried hard. Me and Barra, mate, we needed a drink after that, I can tell you. But look, the grand final is going to be fantastic. Congratulations to the Port Lincoln Footy League for getting a season going. A short season, albeit, but footy being played out there. The crowds have been enormous all year, but unfortunately we can only get 2,000 at the grand final, so that's the way it is. So these two sides, they're going to go at it. My mail is at Wayback. We'll be at absolute full strength. Their ruckman, Levi Kinnitz, will be back in the side, so they will be at full strength. Tasman only have one missing as far as I know. Brody White won't make it out with a knee injury, but the male is Joanne Wagner and Sticky Jenner will be in the side for the grand final. So, look, it's going to be a fantastic game. Hope the weather conditions are conducive to great footy. Even when they played in the wet in the second semi-final, it was a fantastic game, so I'm sure it will be. Mate, and I'm looking forward to calling this one. It's going to be an absolute beauty.
It certainly will, and we do it all tomorrow for the 2020 Port Lincoln Football League A-grade, the league grand final between Waybacks and Tasmans. Thanks to our number one ticket holder, McDonald's Port Lincoln. McDonald's Monopoly is back. Peel, play and win today. Visit mcdonalds.com.au for more T's and C's. And Beebs, plenty of other great sponsors on board as well.
Yeah, certainly is, mate. We've got Complete Business and Accounting Services, Curtis and Sales and Service from Tumby Bay, Jones Electrical here in Port Lincoln, and also Port Lincoln Boat Supplies. We can't do this broadcast without those buses. So, look, if the people out there, if you haven't got a ticket, you can live stream it. You can get download the 5CC app or go to the website, and you can hear all the action on 5CC, mate. Mate, I'm so excited. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. And, of course, I'm going to make a tip. Are you going to tip?
I'll reserve my tip until tomorrow just to see how confident you are tomorrow, how confident Barrett is tomorrow, because I'm already pretty confident that you guys are going to split on your decision.
Yeah, you're dead right. Barrett will be taking out the Demons and I'll be following the Roosters, but we'll be unbiased on our call, mate. We know that people want to hear how good the footy is, but they don't want to hear about our banter, but it's going to be fantastic. I'm so excited. I'm jumping up and down here.
Well, don't jump too much because we still need you for tomorrow, all right? So just calm it down a little bit and just stay with it, all right? You calm? You breathing?
I'm breathing, mate. I've got the Voltaren out to rub all the legs down and fight, so that I'm ready to go. 100%, mate, it's going to be great.
And something that we have to mention on air, it has been mentioned by Mel Usher in the news so far this morning, but very sad news out of the cricket world on a much more sombre note. Dean Jones passing away overnight.
Yeah, very sad news. 59, passed by the heart attack in the Mumbai hotel. Yeah, look, one of the great cricketers, one of the great personalities of cricket too. He was a strong-willed person, and that was proven by his the innings. I'll never forget, he played in India when he made over 200 to save the game. I think it was end up being a tied test in Mumbai. And the one thing that you love is that when he was batting with Alan Border and he was playing in something like 45-degree heat, he'd been out for hours and hours for making these runs to save the game for Australia. And Alan Border went up to him and he said, "How are you?" He said, "Mate, I've got to go off. I can't stay. I've got to go. I'm gone." Alan Border said, "Mate, if you leave here and go in, I've got a Queenslander that's tougher than you that'll come in. Greg Ritchie, he'll come and do your job." That was enough for Dean Jones. He stayed out there and saved the game for Australia. And they put him in hospital for 2 days in a dip after that. So it was an amazing effort, amazing strong little man, and we're really, really missing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. When you get a Queenslander threatening to stick it up, you got to tough it out, and that's what Dean Jones was famous for. But we are going to miss him. Something we're not going to miss is the 2020 Port Lincoln Football League Grand Final tomorrow. Beebs, can't wait for it.
Yeah, great. Got to go to get into training, do a bit of a jog around. I was going around the block, but I'll just jog around the house.
we'll let you do that, and we'll catch you tomorrow from 2 p.m. right here on 5CC.
Can't wait, mate. See ya.
That is Beebs talking all things Port Lincoln Football League Grand Final here on Good Morning EP. We've got the news headlines with Mel Archer, D. Alonso McLeod, talking about what's happening in Kimber. After that with Kerry Cliff after the Who on Good Morning EP, 8:25.